myself a new tattoo. Then I found me a secret garden, and I sit down with my book. But I'm not planning on reading, I'm just here to have a look at people in and out of stores. Maybe she's an entrepreneur, maybe he just got off a tour. The many characters of summer in New York. Something, then I suggest we get a drink. Let's bike over the bridge to Brooklyn. You tell me, what do you think? And so we head to Miss Favela for the live music at 3. And we're dancing on the pavement just like everybody. We dance until we hit the floor. I think we should head out the door. Then we meet up with friends for more. All of the promises of summer in New York. Somebody's rooftop, go to the Bucks and have a ball at 6 or 7 different clubs. And now I'm walking home through Chinatown and out past Christie Street. Reminisce about the studio and Oxen we would meet. I know it changes, but of course, the city I'll always adore. This night is what the city's for, the serendipity of summer in New York.
That was one of my favorite Sophie Tucker songs, called Summer in New York from Wet Tennis. Before that, we heard Seek with Negoni, and Frameworks with Imagine Gold before that. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Coming up after a couple of announcements, I'll have Logic 1000 with the tune Can't Let Go from her new release, Mother.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I just can't let go. Thank you.
Just heard Simon Doty with Candy and Feels featuring Shelly Johansson. Liz Bonus Sisters before that with Funky Organ. Caius before that with This Little Love from the Strange Motions EP. And right now you're listening to Always Friends with Little Chant from the Significant Other EP. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT.
We'll be right back. mastermind.
Currently listening to Maps. Actually, we're currently listening to Full Circle with the tune Mastermind, the Brainless Dub. Before this was Maps with the tune Brother from Counter Continuo. Always Friends before that with Little Chant from the Significant Other EP. Coming up next, I'll have M83 with the tune Fantasy, the Kelbin remix. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. currently listening to Hyphen with the tune Winter Sky from In Order to Dance 4.0. Before this, we heard M83 with Fantasy, the Kelvin remix. And coming up next, I'll have Mary Droppins with the tune Everything is Energy. That's from Femme House Volume 2. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Everything is energy. And you come to Earth to learn how to manipulate that. To be a master manifester. So once you learn how to manipulate energy, you can have anything you want. Nothing is impossible. There are no limitations except the limitations you put upon yourself. Put upon yourself.
Everything is energy.
And you come to Earth to learn how to manipulate that. To be a master manifester. So once you learn how to manipulate energy, you can have anything you want. Nothing is impossible. There are no limitations except the limitations you put upon yourself. Put upon yourself.
Listening to Nia Archives with That's the Way Life Goes, the Breakage Remix. That's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
With the modern Republican Party, allegations are often confessions. And the allegation that the failed former President Donald Trump has been making for months, if not years, that there is a weaponized justice system targeted at Trump by Joe Biden, the current president, is not only completely without evidence, new reporting suggests that it's actually a confession of what Donald Trump plans to do to Joe Biden if he were to get elected and replace Biden in 2024. Axios reports, Trump and Republicans plot a 2025 criminal probe of the Bidens, Bidens plural. Republicans' impeachment probe of President Biden is unraveling because of a lack of evidence, but their work could become the basis for federal investigations and even prosecutions of the Biden family if Trump wins re-election, Axios has learned. A source close to the Trump campaign says everything you have seen from the Biden DOJ, you can expect to see from the Trump DOJ. One Trump ally argued there is precedent for a second Trump administration to investigate and prosecute the Bidens, the current federal charges against Donald Trump. Where do you even start with something like this? Number one, the authoritarian framework of Project 2025 is not only at a general federal level, it is also part of this unflinching desire to get Biden for what Trump claims is Biden sicking the DOJ and I guess the Attorney General of New York and I guess the state of Georgia, right? I mean, you'd have to believe a lot of crazy things, but Trump is alleging Biden is running these investigations and indictments of him. There's no evidence of that. But what does appear to be the case, and Trump has alluded to it, and now Axios is reporting it directly, is that Trump's plan is to weaponize the Trump DOJ against Joe Biden. Now, understand that, again, Biden's been in elected office for decades. They have nothing on him. It has been the sole focus for some Republican members of the House to find the dirt on Biden. And they haven't even found impropriety by Joe Biden, never mind anything approaching criminality. The witch hunt that Trump claimed was against him and was meritless, had merit. The witch hunt against Biden really does appear to be merely a witch hunt, and it has completely fallen through. And it's because the facts and the evidence aren't on the side of those going after Joe Biden. But it's not going to stop them from trying it. Once again, Catherine Stewart told us, Ellie Honig told us, all of these folks have told us, you have to believe these people when they tell you what they're going to do. And they are going to try. It is not going to stop them. And you know what? There's two sides to the James Comer realization that they're not impeaching Biden. Just as a reminder, James Comer has been one of the lead Republicans in the House who has been going on TV and pushing forward this Biden crimes narrative. They're just, all of the blockbuster evidence is just barely out of reach. They're about to get it. And he has now, Comer, has started sending out fundraising emails where he says, listen, the impeachment, it's not going to happen. Part of why it's not going to happen is Democrats control the Senate. They would never vote to convict. But the criminal referrals are why I need you to donate to me. And so they're being very clear. If you zoom out, Trump has alluded to it. Comer has said it. And Axios now has been able to report it. They want to remain in control of the House of Representatives in 2025 going forward. And they want to take control of the Senate in 2025 going forward, with the idea that they are going to be able to completely and totally function as an arm to target Biden and his family. This includes criminal referrals, which hopefully a Trump DOJ will carry forward. Now, as far as bogus investigations go, they arguably made a mistake, and it was a timing mistake. And again, it's all projection. Trump has argued that these